The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Mary set out and went as quickly as she could to a town in the hill country of Judah. She went into Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. Now, as soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She gave a loud cry, said, "Of all women, you are the most blessed, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Why should I be honored with a visit from the mother of my Lord? For the moment your greeting reached my ears, the child in my womb leapt for joy. Yes, blessed is she who believed that the promise made her by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a beautiful picture that Luke paints for us of the visitation of Our Lady Mary to Elizabeth. If an old tradition has it that St. Luke was a physician, a doctor, another tradition is that he was a painter. Certainly one of the great gifts that he had, he was a gifted writer, and a writer who has the art of depicting things in such a way that they seem to us like a picture. And in all that gospel that, of course, we're following now, the year of Luke, all the year till next Christ the King, we're taking gospels from Luke, he draws a literary portrait in that gospel of Jesus and those around him for us. Luke understands the art of telling a story of Jesus in such a way that he can capture the whole of who Jesus is and what he is and what he means to us. The whole theology, as it were, of the Word made flesh, which of course we celebrate just over 24 hours we begin. And he light that, as it were, it's like a picture with a light on it, or it shines out, as it were, from the picture. He doesn't need to assert and explain that Jesus is the Son of God. He paints his picture in such a way that the divine Jesus shines out. That face of God shining out on us. It was Blessed John Paul, who spoke so often of contemplating the face of Christ when he led us into the third millennium, spoke of contemplate throughout that time the face of Christ. Not just the suffering Christ, not even just the resurrected Christ, but also when we get to this time of year, that infant Christ. But that Word made flesh lit up the face of Jesus. And if we are to look at that face of Jesus, listening to Luke's pictures for us, then it will change us, as any great pictures do. Of course, even before that, we get today's gospel, and there the birth of John, the birth of Jesus, before he even mentions that, he speaks of this meeting between Mary and Elizabeth, linking, as it were, those two birthdays and interpreting them for us. Always remember that the church only keeps three birthdays as feast days, and that's the Nativity of Our Lady, the Nativity of John the Baptist, of course, the Nativity of the Lord on the 25th. So Mary is the woman who is blessed above all other women, for she bears the Lord himself in herself. And when the angels left her, Mary, as it were, rushes from all the way from Nazareth down to the hill country, the hillside outside Jerusalem. Normally, in Mary's day, the journey would have taken probably about 4 days. Today, of course, you can get in your car or a bus, taxi, and it takes you about an hour and a half on a fast road down from Nazareth to Jerusalem. And I'm sorry that in our recent pilgrimage to the Holy Land, we didn't have the time to visit Ain Karim. That's where Zechariah and Elizabeth lived. It's just around the foothills of Jerusalem. It's very near to Jerusalem, but we didn't have that time. Sad, because all the other mysteries of the rosary, apart from heaven, we didn't get there. We're trying to get there sooner or later. But at all the earthly places we visited and we walked, but not that beautiful place where John and Elizabeth and Zechariah and then, of course, Mary met with them. But to undertake that sort of journey, newly pregnant, you think of what's happening to the Duchess of Cambridge. We don't know how Mary got on, but Mary went. She made that journey by herself. And the experience of God in the scene of the Annunciation got her moving, because Mary is the bearer of good news, since she's both the bearer of the Word of God, Theotokos, and she's the announcer of the Word of God. She's the evangelist. And her faith is praised by Elizabeth, and she describes her as the mother of my Lord. And John the Baptist is described as leaping for joy. And only then, it says, is Elizabeth filled with the Holy Spirit, and she becomes that prophetess, inspired words of Elizabeth. The words of the angel Gabriel, those inspired words of Elizabeth, forming, of course, the core of the prayer, the Hail Mary. But the incident of the visitation isn't just a story just to look back on, think that's what happened at that time. It's Luke setting a scene for us that can be a model for all encounters that are deep human encounters that we have every day. Because every day it's a discovery of finding the Christ in the other. We all bear Christ in our souls. We're all made in the image and likeness of God. And we need to see that image and likeness in others, the Christ in other people. And of course, for that, for such a meeting like that to happen, we need to make a move. When you get some news, I suppose today you don't necessarily get up and go visit, but often we do. If someone has died and they're near to us, in our families, friends, neighbours, whoever it is, we'll often try to visit. But of course, today, it's easier to text or to, I suppose, Twitter or Facebook or whatever you do, or you pick up the telephone. But whatever it is, we make some movement, some human contact with. And this is what's happening in the visitation. Lying about, lazing about won't get us anywhere. We've actually got up to get up and do something. So we stand like Mary, as it were, on our feet, and then leap over the hills and the mountains. They're like our inhibitions and our prejudices, so that we can then see more clearly the Christ in others. Now, some will think that impossible, but there again, Luke gives us the clue. The religious art of the visitation often shows the two women embracing, and it's an encounter of love and happiness. But one commentator I read pointed out, because it shouldn't really have been happening, because one of the women was too old to have a baby, and the other one shouldn't have been having him anyway, speak to St. Joseph, because it distressed Joseph deeply until his patient wait for God's angel to reveal where the child came from. But because with God nothing is impossible, those two things weren't reality. The reality was Mary was with child, Elizabeth was with child, and both of them were filled with joy. Because, as the angel said to Mary, nothing is impossible to God. So if the first mystery we encounter in our rosary, the first mystery of the Christian story, is the Annunciation, an encounter between heaven and earth, the angel Gabriel representing heaven and, of course, Mary, earth, then this meeting is earth with earth, which is like our human relationships, because it's the Virgin Mary taking that and meeting with Elizabeth, both an encounter. And they're important notions for any Christian, because no Christian is in isolation. We're always in relationship with each other. And this time of year, of course, lots of people do just that, encounter each other. And it's amazing, isn't it? People you never speak to in the street may wish you a Merry Christmas or something like that. We greet each other. There's an embracing, a meeting, a belonging, a gathering, which happens integral to the Christian message, summed up in a way by Mary and Elizabeth's encounter. But the heart of it, Jesus. Because that's why the babe leapt for joy. It's why they met. And so, in anticipation, the Annunciation, the first, the second, the Visitation, the third mystery, we look forward to celebrating just over 24 hours' time.